33 years after a federal law ordered their return, UC Berkeley still holds the remains of thousands of Native Americans. KQED's Catherine Monahan reports on efforts to get them back faster.
Literally every day I think about my ancestors.
74-year-old Anne-Marie Sayers lives at the top of Indian Canyon, where Mutsun Ohlone people have lived for millennia. Many of her ancestors are buried along the California coast. In recent years, when construction crews have unearthed one of them, they have often called on her for guidance.
I like to have that individual smudged and then sing to it. And with prayers that takes that individual back to the place where it came from and apologize to that individual for disturbing it.
From the late 1800s until at least the 1950s, Native Californian ancestors were more likely turned over to universities and museums, or even excavated by them for study and display. In 1990, a federal law ordered the return of all Native American human remains to the tribes. But 3 decades later, institutions still hold over 100,000 of them. The University of California is under pressure to speed up its return process. Recent actions include a scathing state audit and attention from lawmakers like State Senator Bill Dodd of Napa.
We thought that just making phone calls and writing letters would get the job done, but it is not. This is a real issue that has just been ignored, and UC Berkeley is ground zero.
UC Berkeley holds more Native American ancestors than any institution in the nation. And while UCLA and UC Santa Barbara have now returned almost all of their holdings, Berkeley still has the remains of over 9,000 ancestors, as well as hundreds of thousands of cultural objects. For decades, UC Berkeley made the return process difficult for the tribes, requiring them to provide scientific proof that ancestors were theirs. University officials now say they are committed to the return, but it will likely take at least another 10 years.
From ceiling to floor, there were thousands of our ancestors' remains on shelves that lined each side and through the middle.
That's Karina Gould, tribal chair for the Confederated Villages of Lashon Nation. She went to visit them in a basement where they were stored in lockers and trays.
It was an experience that I will remember forever. It paralyzed me for 3 days. I couldn't get out of bed. It was, and still is, very emotional. It's something different, something that shouldn't be seen.
Gould would like for them to be reburied, but like many Native Californian tribes, the Ohlone aren't federally recognized and don't have reservations.
We have become homeless in our own homelands. Can you imagine if they gave us 9,000 ancestors, where would those ancestors go?
She hopes that UC Berkeley will designate some of its land for a resting place, as UCLA already has and as UC Santa Barbara has begun to negotiate. Back in Indian Canyon, Anne-Marie Sayers says that when a burial is disturbed, the spirit is left wandering.
Suppose this was your ancestor. How would you like your ancestor to be treated? I said, well, think about it and select a place where they will never be disturbed again.
I'm Catherine Monahan, KQED News.
And I'm Brian Watt. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.